You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
Hello, ladies and gents. Kirby is a boss here, aka Kirby Minnick, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope that y'all have been having a tremendous week and that God is at work in your heart with doing a good work. But I know why you clicked on this podcast. You probably read the title and you were like, oh my gosh, we have a little sequel podcast going on. Yeah, you probably clicked on this podcast and wanted to hear the four characteristics, traits, qualities, whatever you want to label it, that a woman of God should possess. Now, if you haven't already listened to last week's episode, you should definitely check it out after this one, because I talked about four characteristics, four traits of a godly man. Now, obviously, I could list many traits for a godly man and a godly woman of the Lord, but I figured that four was a good number, you know, to stick to for about a 20-minute podcast, you feel me? Now, initially, I was going to do a podcast over a different topic this week. I had another one set up, I was ready to record it, but I actually got requested to record this topic multiple times after last week's episode. So I went through my email inbox, I read a bunch of your emails, and one of them was specifically from a girl from Hungary, what the heck, named Flora. And she said, this is what she emailed me. She said, firstly, thank you so much for your encouragements throughout your podcasts. I was wondering if you were planning on making a podcast about the traits of a godly woman. It would mean a lot to me. So in case you guys didn't know, I have an open email inbox where y'all can message me your topic ideas, your questions, Christian advice, different things like that. And the email is bottandbeloved@gmail.com. It's all spelled out. It's bottandbeloved@gmail.com. And today we can thank Flora from Hungary for this week's episode. So here we are. Here we go, Flora. Four traits of a godly woman. So similar to last week, all of these are going to start with the same letter because we stand cohesiveness when taking notes. So here are the four traits that we're going to break down specifically of a godly woman. So a woman of God is one, confident; two, compassionate; three, considerate; and four, cheerful. Now, I know that ends with a ch and not a k like all the other ones, but you know, it starts with a C. Cheerful starts with a C. So a woman of God is confident, is compassionate, is considerate, and is cheerful. So firstly, a woman of the Lord is a woman full of confidence. Now, confidence and arrogance are two completely different things, so don't get it twisted, all right? An arrogant person is constantly comparing their abilities to that of others, and they find pride in their own talents and their strengths, very competitive and in an unhealthy way, whereas a confident person isn't dependent on the approval and the abilities of others. No, a confident person is satisfied from God's validation and recognition. A confident woman believes and knows that her identity comes from the Lord. Self-confidence is a fruit of full assurance in every word that God has to say about every circumstance, about his character, about who he says that you are, all of that. Typically, when we think of confidence, our mind probably jumps to self-worth. Confidence in Christ means that we derive our worth from Christ's finished work, knowing that it was worthy and he calls us worthy. We have worth, yes, and we can be confident in that, but more so, we can be confident in our worth because we are confident in the finished work on the cross. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." Now, I addressed this briefly in my last podcast, but one thing I have really had to come into understanding about is the topic of submission, right? In the Bible, especially for the role of the wife. And I think that is something that women nowadays, especially just because of the rise of so many empowering women groups, is we get caught up in this idea that submission is a bad thing. That submission means that we are giving up our independence, we're giving up our individuality, we're giving up our dreams and who we are, and we are allowing people to boss us around and this and that and the other. Well, hold up. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Wives," now again, I know I'm just talking to literally all my ladies out there, but this is something that we need to hold true to, especially if marriage is in our future. But Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord." But what does the word submit mean? I believe that a confident woman, a woman who knows her worth and meaning, is found in the one who deems worth and possesses all meaning, can willingly and humbly allow her husband to serve her in areas where he has been commissioned by the Lord to step up in. When a woman submits in the areas God calls her to, especially in regard to marriage and with her husband, she is allowing God to do a work in the life of her husband and in tune her household. Now that takes a lot of faith and confidence to submit. And note that submission, it's not the loss of independence or individuality. It's trusting in the leadership of a man who God holds the weighty responsibility of being the mirror image of Christ to your family. And in turn, his love for the wife should cause her to be edified just like Christ edifies and adores his church. Christ delights in his people and he wants them to thrive, but he holds the responsibility to us, his people, right, of sacrificing himself for our sake and well-being. Now, just as Christ sacrificed himself and his needs for humanity, so must a man do for his wife. And out of that, just as the church trusts themselves into his guiding hands and his pure heart, wives are to trust and follow her faithful husband and his leadership. And it's supposed to work, right? It's supposed to be this beautiful companionship and this working unity, right? That's what marriage is supposed to be. Now, we need to be confident in Christ, my ladies, and who he is and what he says and what he does in who he says that we are. A confident woman of the Lord stands firmly in her faith and is not shaken by the winds and the waves of the enemy or the world. Now going back to scripture, James chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." Boom, there again we see the word submit. "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm therefore and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Proverbs chapter 3 verse 26 says, "For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." Psalm 46 5 says, "God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day." Now to my men that are listening and to my theologians that are listening, yes, Psalm 46 in this verse specifically isn't just subjected to women, right? When it says God is within her, her is alluding to Israel, God's people. But I still love this verse, and it's applicable and being applied correctly in this context. So when our confidence is placed in the Lord, my ladies, we will not be shaken. When we pursue after the things of Christ and we delight in the freedom that he brings, chains of the enemy will fall and break. Be confident in the truth of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Men, get you a lady who's not just confident in herself, but is confident in the God that she serves, because that is where our confidence comes from, right? Ladies, be a woman who isn't just reliant on her own abilities, but is confident in the ways of God and humbly submits to his authority first and foremost and the commands at which he calls us to obey. Because when we trust in the Lord, we are confident in the Lord. When we submit to the Lord, we are confident in who he is and what he says and his order and his picture for everything. Now, firstly, a woman is to be confident, right? Secondly, a woman of the Lord is a woman of compassion. Compassion is defined as having a heart for others, especially those who are in need and are suffering. A woman of God not only has a heart for God, but a heart for others as well. She seeks to serve, to honor, and to respect others no matter what their position is or what placement they are in. Think about the story of the prodigal son. Now, I understand that this is a parable mirroring God and humanity, and it is a father and a son in the parable, but women, we too should run with open arms and greet the broken who are seeking truth and refuge with compassion, just as stated in Luke chapter 15, verse 20. Now, I could, you know, be a little cynical here and roast Proverbs 31 because, come on, like, literally, whenever we think of womanhood in scripture, it's like Proverbs 31. And for me, it's easy for me to be like, there's so much more than that. There's more than just Proverbs 31 that can be applied to women in scripture. But y'all, how dare I do that? Like, literally, how dare I? Because Proverbs 31 is beautiful, and it is true, and it is relevant, and it is powerful, and it is calling us to live to a standard that is glorifying to God, right? That is the heart and the character that I should strive to have. Like, a Proverbs 31 woman is definitely one to look up to. But in Proverbs 31, verse 20, it says, "She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy." That's compassion. That is compassion. Her compassion compels her to serve, to love, and to nurture those who are broken and are in need of being comforted. Women really do have this incredible ability to harness feelings and emotions, right? To empathize. Now, I'm saying that men can't do this because I know many men who are emotional by nature. It is a fact that men are doers, though, that women are mainly talkers, that men are more likely to be internally processing things, whereas women are more likely to externally process with other people as well. Men are more forward with resolution, whereas women like to explore their feelings and apply that towards a solution. We can harness our hearts, we can harness empathy and feelings towards loving and nurturing people who have never felt the love of God, or love at all for that matter, before in their lives. Allow your emotions to healthily enable you to open up your arms and extend compassion to people who need it. Now, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 instructs us to do this. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved," we are holy and dearly loved by God. Isn't that so good? "Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." We need to daily put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. These are things we have to take on, and we have to lay ourselves down. Our flesh might instinctively tell us to show wrath or to show judgment or to be quick in our anger, but in putting on these garments and allowing the Spirit to take up residency in our hearts, we must act wisely in compassion, not only because we are ambassadors representing Christ, but because we are interacting with broken people daily who need love, who need grace and motivation to keep fighting and pursuing the light, just as we needed that. Hello, we needed compassion before we knew Christ, right? With the people around us, and we need to be the same in that.
Have you ever felt helpless as you look around at the needs in the world today? So many of us wonder if there's anything we can really do to help. Well, we want to tell you about a new book from our friends at Zondervan called Disruptive Compassion that just might answer some of these questions. With raw and inspiring stories from the world's most desperate places, Convoy of Hope founder and CEO Hal Donaldson takes us on a tour along the front lines of courage and compassion. Let this book be your crash course in what it means to become a revolutionary as you learn how to evaluate the resources you already have, navigate real concerns and risks, check your motives, and ultimately become equipped as an agitator with purpose. Disruptive Compassion by Hal Donaldson is available for pre-order now wherever you buy books. Get your copy today. Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? You'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text Converge to 31996 and take our quick 3 minute survey. That's Converge to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Now, the third quality of a godly woman is a woman who is considerate. So first, we need to be women of confidence. We need to be women of compassion, but we also need to be women of consideration. Now, a synonym for considerate is mindful. When a woman is mindful, she is conscientious in all that she does. She's aware of what she does and acting in wisdom and in truth over just her emotions, her circumstances, and her flesh. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20 instructs us in this. It says, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men and women, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father." And you know what? Verse 21 as well. "And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." Proverbs 31, verse 26 says, "She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue." And then earlier, again in Proverbs 31, verses 16 through 17 reads, "She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks." A considerate woman is a mindful woman. A mindful woman is a wise woman. She's not worried about the future. She spends her time making decisions that align with truth in order to lead to a prosperous and a fruitful future, as we see in Proverbs 31, 16 through 17, how she considers the field that she's going to buy, the vineyard that she's going to plant, and she works vigorously for that fruit to come, right? She spends time making decisions that align with truth, that edify people that she's around, that glorifies the Lord, that brings up good bearing fruit. In all things, she handles things with grace, with poise, while not allowing herself to be stepped over due to knowing her worth in Christ. She is diligent in what she chooses to pursue, and she pursues it with a pure heart and with steadfast intention. She's considerate about her employees, right? For those of you that have jobs, a woman that is considerate towards her employees and her position at work. A woman who is mindful of her younger siblings and their needs because they're not equipped to look after themselves like you might be. A woman who is considerate is aware of the heart and the motive of the guy that is pursuing after her. Now, this is a little side note and more of a modern situation and application, but my ladies, be mindful and be considerate of the hearts of the men that are pursuing after you. He needs to be purposeful and transparent with his intentions towards you. That's on him. But what is on you is that you are guarding your heart as well, and that you are being considerate towards his heart in the situation. If you shouldn't be in a season of dating, be considerate and being honest with him. If you're leading a guy on because you're lonely and you just want company, you need to make the wise and conscious decision of finding your confidence in the Lord, because you are hurting another man's heart in this. But that's just a little soapbox, a little consideration that women need to have, especially in today's day and age. A considerate woman also recognizes the value in decision-making and seeks to put her trust in the Lord with all that she does. Because of her consideration, and again, submission to the Lord's will in her consideration among all matters, she is deemed trustworthy, she is deemed honorable, and she is deemed wise. Now lastly, and again, like I said, there are many amazing traits to a woman of the Lord. My men, be seeking these out in women. My women, be pursuing these things in your own life. But lastly, a godly woman is a cheerful woman. Now, I'm not implying that every Christian lady needs to be super outgoing and bubbly and extroverted and crazy and wild and loud and blah, 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 blah. No. I know many meek women, tender-hearted and introverted women of the Lord who are so cheerful in heart. A cheerful woman of the Lord is one who lives a life of generosity and joy. She finds joy in giving to others, whether it be giving wise counsel, giving advice, giving time, giving prayer, giving finances, giving support, etc. Literally, the list goes on. Now, Christians are called to be cheerful givers. And yes, in scripture, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it is in correlation to finances, that one verse that talks about being a cheerful giver. But I think that a heart of generosity goes beyond finances. Yes, it needs to be with our finances, but it also needs to go beyond our finances. The heart of giving comes from the Father because He gave us the most valuable gift, His Son's life, in order that we could receive freedom and life with Him. When we give to others in any form for the purpose of the kingdom, let it be done with gladness and gratitude. When we give, we are recognizing the value of another person. When we give, we are honoring God with what He has given us for the sake of ministry. When we are cheerful in our giving, in our servanthood, in our time, in our tithe, all those things, others have an opportunity to delight with us in the goodness of our gracious God. I know that those last two points were kind of quick, but my men out there, pray for a woman who is confident in the Lord, confident in who she is, confident in what she believes in, compassionate in all she does and in who she is around, considerate in her decisions and in the hearts of others, and cheerful in how she serves and how she goes about doing ministry. And ladies, run after God's heart and fall deep into His wondrous word so that you can develop the heart and character of a woman who is confident, compassionate, considerate, and cheerful. Flora, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for reaching out to me on my email and encouraging me to speak on this subject. This is truth that I need to pursue and cling to as well. And I'm so glad that I could dive deep into scripture and share this truth with all of you. But just a little reminder to you all, subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, because I put out new episodes every single week. And if you have a moment, leave a quick rating and review. I know that people read through the reviews before picking which podcast they want to listen to. And if this podcast has been one that has changed your life or helped you in your situation, this one, literally any other episode that I've put out, please let other people know that you've been transformed in hopes that they too can be transformed. But if you want your question answered, if you have a specific Bible topic you want me to talk about in the future, feel free to email me at botandbeloved@gmail.com. Seriously, I go through those emails and I love hearing what it is that you are hungry for. And I still can't believe that we have people from all over the world listening. What the heck? Flora's from Hungary, y'all. That's insane. I've had people from Hungary, India, Australia, Wales, like Middle East, South America, literally everywhere, like everywhere but Antarctica, reaching out to me, which is insane. So stinking cool that the gospel's getting out there. But yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, It's Kirby as a Boss, for even more uplifting and consistent content. I love you guys so much. I pray that you have an amazingly blessed week and that God keeps doing a good work or begins doing a new good work in your heart today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. I'm Kirby Minnick, and I will see you guys again next week.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.